Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. Today we're recapping all of week two, injuries, waiver targets. Let's get into it. Starting with one of the bigger games that we're looking at is New Orleans Saints versus Dallas Cowboys. New Orleans Saints put a whooping on them 44-19. Derek Carr is the real thing in this Kubiak's offense. 11 for 16, 243, two touchdowns, one interception. Alvin Kamara is thriving in this. He didn't have one, he didn't have two, he didn't have three. He had four total touchdowns on Sunday against the Cowboys. He had 20 rushes, 115 yards, three touchdowns. He also added two catches, 65 yards, and one touchdown. He had a screenplay that went for a 57-yard touchdown. Jamal Williams also helped in the rushing game, eight carries, 39 yards. For the receiving aspect, Rashid Shaheed, another big game, four catches, 96 yards, one touchdown. He had a 70-yard touchdown. Once again, he's a big play touchdown getter. Chris Olave had four catches, 81 yards. He did come out and play this week. Besides that, the tight end wasn't really effective at all. Those are your only few guys that caught passes. Taysom Hill had one catch, 1 yard. That's not going to do much. For the Cowboys, though, we looked at this game and thought right away, this game is going to be Cowboys all day, you know. Unfortunately, it wasn't. Dak Prescott, 39 attempts, only completing 27, 293, one touchdown, two interceptions. On the ground, they could not run the ball against this New Orleans team. They had Rico Dowdle for 30 yards, Zeke for 16. That's their high leaders. CeeDee Lamb for receiving, four catches, 90 yards, one touchdown. He's your go-to guy. Obviously, he's going to get you your points. Jalen Tolbert, six catches, 82 yards. Luke Schoonmaker, he filled in for the injured Jake Ferguson. He's supposed to be back week three. I would check back. But Schoonmaker had six catches, 43 yards. Rico Dowdle had also four catches, 29 yards. And the only other big news would be Brandon Cooks, two catches, 19 yards. With this, you know, we all thought Cowboys looked like the team that would be going to the Super Bowl, which they can never win in the playoffs in the first place. But they had all the hope and dreams, obviously, after week one. They just played really well. I mean, same with New Orleans. I didn't think New Orleans was going to come back and put a whooping on the Cowboys, but sure, they did. The next game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus Detroit Lions. Tampa Bay won 20-16. In this one, I already predicted that, you know, Baker Mayfield would have a great game. Unfortunately, he was 12 for 19, 185, one touchdown, one interception. But he did have 34 yards rushing and a touchdown. So that's huge. In this game, Rashad White got injured. He came back later on. But Bucker Irving was second on the team for rushing with 22 yards. White only had 18, but White did have 10 rushes. I thought Mike Evans would be the winner of receiving for this game. Unfortunately, it was Chris Godwin. He's thriving in the slot this year. Seven catches, 117 yards, one touchdown. Mike Evans had three catches, 42 yards. Jalen McMillan had one catch, 21 yards. And Rashid White had one catch, 5 yards. On the other side, Jared Goff, I thought he would have a better number passing day. He threw 55 attempts, completing 34 for 307 yards, two interceptions though. For the rushing game, Jahmyr Gibbs, 13 rushes, 84 yards. He was very productive on the ground. David Montgomery, 11 carries, 35 yards. Not so much productive on the ground. In the receiving aspect, Amon-Ra St. Brown came back from the dead with 11 catches, 119 yards. He did have 19 targets on this game. He did have a lower body injury. It's still left to be seen what exactly is the extent of this injury. Hopefully by the end of this week, we know if he's, you know, how he's going to be, if he's going to be questionable, if he's going to be game time decision. You know, I'll try to keep you guys up to date on Friday's episode. Jameson Williams, after the bust breakout game, he had 5 catches, 79 yards, but he also had 11 targets. So if St. Brown can't go for next week, I would plug and play Jameson Williams for sure. David Montgomery, 4 catches, 35 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs had 7 catches, 22 yards. Laporta, what is he doing? 2 catches, 13 yards. You know, a lot of people drafted him in the second, third, fourth round. That type of stuff irritates you, right? I always thought these tight ends, you know, the top tight end last year, Laporta, he would have been wide receiver, I think, like 26 on the year. So that's where I was telling you guys to draft these tight ends later. Unfortunately, if you have Laporta, you're pretty down in the dumps with having him as your starter in the first couple games. Hopefully he could come back and, you know, kick off the dust, and hopefully he's not thinking it's preseason right now. The next game, the Indianapolis Colts versus Green Bay Packers. And boy, Anthony Richardson, this is really growing pains. 17-34, 204 yards, 1 touchdown, but 3 interceptions. He had 37 yards rushing. Jonathan Taylor had 12 carries, 103 yards. They should have just kept handing the ball off to Taylor. Every time I seen him run the ball, he was getting 6 to 10 yards every time I seen him rushing the ball. In receiving, Alec Pierce is another fine game and another touchdown this week. 5 catches, 56 yards. Taylor also added 2 catches, 32 yards. A.D. Mitchell, 1 catch, 30 yards. Mo Alley Cox, I think that might have been the first tight end catch of the season for Indianapolis. 1 catch, 22 yards. Michael Pittman Jr. is struggling with 3 catches, 21 yards. But he is struggling with Anthony Richardson as his quarterback. It's hard to see anything coming out of this. You know, maybe you sell high or sell, you know, hopefully you could sell and get something best for him if you want to decide to trade him. Because right now he is not getting catchable targets. Yeah, sure, he's got 7 targets, but his catchable targets were, you know, over his head or 5-10 yards away or, you know, a couple yards behind him. He's struggling with Anthony Richardson's play. So it's hard because Anthony Richardson is the whole main focus on this offense. If he gets it going, everyone else gets it going. If he struggles, everyone else is struggling. Going to the Packers, Jordan Love, once again, he was out. This might have made it for another week for him to recover because Packers did win this game 16-10. Malik Willis, 12 for 14, 1 touchdown. Quarterback rating of 126.8. He also had 41 yards rushing. But once again, Josh Jacobs, 32 carries, 32, 151, and he's just he put the Packers offense on his back. I think the first drive he had 67 yards of rushing. You know, he's going to have to be relied upon going forward without Jordan Love. Malik Willis did not throw that much downfield. I think they only have like a couple passes that went downfield, which one of them was Romeo Doubs. Speaking of Doubs, he did have 3 catches, 62 yards, leading all receivers. Dontavian Wicks finally got it going. 3 catches, 26 yards, 1 touchdown. Tucker Kraft, 2 catches, 16 yards. Jaden Reed, you know, after the big, huge boom week, he came back down to earth, 2 catches, 9 yards. Luke Musgrave, don't even have to worry about him in redraft or, you know, dynasty purposes. Obviously, you'd want to keep him. But 1 catch, 6 yards. You know, he's struggling as well for getting playing time behind Tucker Kraft after his surgery last year. The next game we're going to talk about is the New York Jets And Tennessee Titans, New York Jets took this one 24-17. Aaron Rodgers finally gets his true first win as a New York Jet. He was 18 for 30, 176 yards, two touchdowns. Breece Hall was 14 rushes, 62 yards. The backup, Braylon Allen, you know, he's the youngest player in the league right now, and he just became the youngest player to ever score a touchdown in the league. Seven rushes, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Their receiving, Garrett Wilson, four catches, 57 yards. You know, we're expecting a lot more production out of him, and we thought we would be seeing this already. You know, there's all the reports and rumors during the offseason that him and Aaron Rodgers are making such a huge connection. Where has he been the first 2 weeks? You know, mediocre. We're hoping, you know, he was first or second round draft picks. We're hoping that he actually produces like what Rodgers and Deontay Adams had back in Green Bay. Breece Hall, seven catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Of course, once you score like that, he did get drug tested today or Monday. Braylon Allen also had two catches, 23 yards, and another touchdown. So he's the youngest to ever rush for a touchdown and youngest to ever receive a touchdown. Also, Mike Evans, one catch, 19 yards, and Alan Lazard, two catches, 11 yards. He did come back down to earth after his first game. Will Levis, you know, his game against the Bears was one of the worst I've seen. This week, he made a couple more stupid mistakes, obviously, fumbling the ball, throwing an interception. And his interception, I do believe, was just a little flip, and he was basically down anyways, but he just tossed it and costly mistakes, you know. I mean, they only lost by 7 points, so these are going to be hard for a younger player to learn and try to grow. But he was 19 for 28, one touchdown, one interception, 192 yards passing. Tony Pollard once again leads this backfield. This is his backfield. 17 rushes, 62 yards. Tajay Spears did go out with an injury to his ankle. He had 6 rushes, 20 yards. Calvin Ridley had a 1 rush for 10 yards and a touchdown on a jet sweep. For receiving, Calvin Ridley, 4 catches, 77 yards, and a touchdown. Tony Pollard also 5 catches, 40 yards. Tyler Boyd, 2 catches, 26 yards. Chigakonku, 3 catches, 16 yards. You know, looking at this game, I thought Jets would whoop them pretty much. Unfortunately, they only beat them by a touchdown. Will Levis again struggled. Jets defense, I thought, was played really good. Rodgers, I'm waiting and still seeing if he's going to start performing over 200 plus yards passing. Breece Hall is getting it done with both rushing and receiving. The receiving is perfect. You know, 7 catches, 52 yards, 1 touchdown is what you like to see from a running back. You know, that's already 18 points right there. And then you add another 62 yards. That's another 6.2 in a PPR league. He's got 24 points just like that. The next game is one of the saddest ones I've seen. I don't know how Minnesota pulled this one out. They won against 49ers 23-17. When 49ers played on Monday night, they looked like they were going to be the team to beat again in the NFC. They struggled. They struggled once they kept getting pressure. They struggled to stop Sam Darnold and this offense as well for Vikings. Brock Purdy, 28 for 36, 319, one touchdown, one interception. He added 12 yards rushing, but he also lost a fumble. So these key turnovers is what really hurt him as well. Jordan Mason, 20 rushes, 100 yards, one touchdown. With CMC being out for another 3 weeks minimum, because they did put him on the IR, Jordan Mason is a must play, must add. He's taken that whole role of CMC. The next closest one was Isaiah Grendo with one carry. And obviously Debo gets his jet sweep or his jet sweeps or reverses. But the next running back was one carry, and that's it. Besides that, it was Jordan Mason's backfield. Jordan Mason also was coming out of the backfield. I think he's the only running back to actually have a target. In the receiving game, Debo Samuel, 8 catches, 110 yards. He did injure his calf, so he's going to be missing a couple weeks. I'll cover that more in the injury report. George Kittle, 7 catches, 76 yards, 1 touchdown. He did leave the game for a little bit and came back. Brandon Ayuk, 4 catches, 43 yards. He's been struggling, but with Debo Samuel missing time, he's going to be the go-to receiver on this team. Juwan Jennings, 2 catches, 37 yards. Looking at Sam Darnold, he's consistent. He's very good for this offense. You know, maybe you just need to get away from New York. And, you know, he spent last couple of years, I think last year he was on the 49ers last year. So maybe you just need to learn or, you know, take a step back and learn from, you know, the other quarterbacks in the league. He is 17 for 26, 268, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Ty Chandler, 10 rushes, 82 yards. Aaron Jones struggled running the ball, 9 rushes, 32 yards, but he did fumble as well. Justin Jefferson, 97-yard touchdown. So he finished the game with 4 catches, 133 yards, and that touchdown. He did hurt his quad. It's left to be seen if he's going to be missing time, if he's going to be, you know, just he was injured during that game and he just missed it last quarter, I think. Or is he going to be missing time, you know? With the quad injury, it's hard to say, especially for these receivers. That's what they drive off the snap. We'll try to cover that more later in this week. Jalen Naylor, he's the next man up. 3 catches, 54 yards and a touchdown. He was their go-to during the fourth quarter. He's the one that stepped up big in the fourth quarter. Jordan Addison, who knows, he's left to be seen of his ankle injury. If he's going to be still missing time, if Justin Jefferson's going to be missing time, Jalen Naylor is a guy to be adding. Aaron Jones also added 5 catches, 36 yards. Seattle Seahawks won in overtime, 23-20 against New England Patriots. I thought the Patriots were going to pull this one off. Unfortunately, Geno Smith got it done. I said he was less than mediocre in this league. 33 for 44, 327, and 1 touchdown. He also added 8 yards on the ground. Zach Charbonnet, he was the only other rusher in this game. 14 rushes, 38 yards, 1 touchdown. He barely left the game this week. DK Metcalf caught 10 passes, 129 yards, and a touchdown. Jackson Smith-Njigba, 12 catches, 117 yards. Zach Charbonnet also had 5 catches, 31 yards. Tyler Lockett came back down from his target hog last week of 7. This week he only had 2 for 15 yards. Jacoby Brissett, once again, he's, you know, he's a game manager. He's not going to give you the high flashes. 15 for 27, 149, and a touchdown. Antonio Smith, 11 rushes, 96 yards. He was very productive on the ground. Also, coming out of the backfield, he only had 1 catch, 7 yards. Ramondre Stevenson, 21 rushes, 81 yards, 1 touchdown. He added 2 catches, 9 yards as well. The receiver to have in this offense is Hunter Henry for tight end especially. You know, everyone's looking for a tight end to stream. Hunter Henry is the one to get. 8 catches, 109 yards. He had 12 targets. He's going to be still productive. Like I said, Jacoby Brissett's not going to wow you. He's going more or less dump it off and come short. He's going to just be a time game manager. Jalen Polk is the only one we're going to talk about after. 2 catches, 12 yards, 1 touchdown. Once again, the receivers are struggling. I mean, there's only Jalen Polk and KJ Osborne are the only ones that had catches in this offense. The rest is running backs and tight ends. Hunter Henry would be a good add this week if you're looking to replace somebody this coming week with injuries or stream. He would be a good target as well. The New York Giants versus Washington Commanders, 18-21. Commanders won this with seven field goals. So if you're having, if you do kicker defense, hopefully you had the Washington Commanders kicker. The Giants had 3 touchdowns and went for 2 every time and did not score any of them. Daniel Jones, 16-28, 178 yards, 2 touchdowns. He does add the rushing upside of 32 yards. With Devin Singletary having 16 rushes, 95 yards, 1 touchdown, but he did lose a fumble. The receiving, Malik Nabers, 18 targets, and I said start him this week. He's going to be great. You know, he's going to get the targets, especially in this offense. Malik Nabers is the way to go. He's probably going to lead the league in targets this year, or possibly. You know, he had, I think, 8 the week before, 18 this week. I really feel strong that he's going to be a top 5 target leader in the league. He had 10 catches, 127 yards, 1 touchdown. Darius Slayton, 3 catches, 33 yards. Wandale Robinson had the 12 targets last week. This week he only had 4 targets, 2 catches, 18 yards, and touchdown. Jaden Daniels for the Commanders, 23 for 29, 226 yards. He also added 44 yards rushing. He's not getting it all that much production on the passing side, but once again, these rushing quarterbacks are the way to go, I feel, in going forward of getting you points for fantasy. You know, if you could add 40 yards, 50, 60 yards, and maybe a touchdown, and you add your 200 passing, maybe a touchdown here and there, you're going to really get going with all the rushing upside for quarterbacks, but you're going to get good fantasy value for these quarterbacks as well. Brian Robinson, 17 rushes, 133 yards. Austin Eckler added 8 rushes, 38 yards. Zach, for their receiving, Zach Ertz, 4 catches, 62 yards. Noah Brown, 3 catches, 56 yards. Eckler added 3 catches, 47 yards. But the one that's stinging and hurting and looking at it, Terry McLaurin, 6 catches, and you're thinking, well, he's probably got about 40 yards at least. 22 yards. Like, his average catch is 3.7 for 6 catches. That is sad. That is just terrible. We got to get him going downfield and getting some catches longer than 5 yards. You know, his longest catch was 12 yards. So that means he had 5 catches for 10 yards. That is terrible for this offense and for fantasy owners of Terry McLaurin. Next game we'll cover is LA Chargers versus the trash bin Carolina Panthers. Carolina is struggling hard. The game was 126-3 again. Chargers won that one. Justin Herbert, he was 14 for 20, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. J.K. Dobbins, he's the way to go. 17 rushes, 131 yards, 1 touchdown. Hopefully he could stay healthy is the biggest thing for him. That's his biggest concern. Hopefully he could stay healthy. If he can, he's going to have easily over 1,000 yards, if not 1,500, if he keeps on keeping at this pace. Gus Edwards did have more touches in the rushing attempts, 18 for 58 or 59 yards. But also, this is Dobbins getting 43-yard touchdown run. He's keep on getting all these little big chunk plays. So them going in between Dobbins and Edwards is the 1-2 punch is great for this offense. Receiving, Quentin Johnston, 5 catches, 51 yards, 2 touchdowns. Will Disley, 3 catches, 29 yards. Ladd McConkey, 2 catches, 26 yards. That's about it in that offense. Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young. He actually just got announced that he is getting benched for Carolina this coming week. He struggled again. 18 for 26, 84 yards, 1 interception. He's just struggling. He's killing a lot of fantasy wise. Even for regular NFL standards, that is god awful, terrible. His quarterback rating is 57.2. You could spike the ball every time. I think you're getting a 39.2 QBR. He's struggling. He's not seeing his receivers. He's getting rushed like crazy. It's going to be interesting seeing what's going to happen going forward. Rushing, Chuba Hubbard, 10 rushes, 64 yards. Miles Sanders, 7 rushes, 20 yards. Neither one of these. I mean, Hubbard, if you have to have a super flex or have to have a flex play, that's the only way that you're going to be playing him. For receiving, tight end Tommy Tremel, 3 catches, 23 yards. Adam Thielen, 2 catches, 20 yards. Deontay Johnson has 6 targets, but he only caught 3 for 15. With Andy Dolan now going to be replacing him, these are the only way this is going to help this offense and fantasy as well. I think Deontay Johnson's going to go for 50-plus yards next week, probably 5-6 catches. I think they're going to try to spoon-feed him because they did trade for him. I feel like they're going to try to get him the ball with Andy Dalton. I mean, right now they're not going to win any games anyway, so why not try something different? Hence why they're probably benching Bryce Young right now. Have him sit back and learn from Andy Dalton and hopefully get better. The next game is Cleveland Browns 18, Jacksonville Jaguars 13. Cleveland won this one. Deshaun Watson looked a little bit better this game. 22 for 34, 186 yards, but he did have the 20 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. This backfield is confusing right now. Jerome Ford had 7 rushes, 64 yards, but Deontay Foreman had 14 rushes, 42 yards. It's very confusing. I thought Ford would be the clear-cut number one, and even in the receiving, Dante Foreman had 1 catch, 9 yards, and Jerome Ford he had 1 catch, 0 yards. It's very frustrating in this offense to see who's running the ball right now. Take probably a wait-and-see approach with that. With receiving, Jerry Jeudy, 5 catches, 73 yards. Elijah Moore, 6 catches, 44 yards. David Bell, 3 catches, 27 yards. And Amari Cooper with 3 catches, 11 yards. And again, he's struggling with the offense with Deshaun Watson at quarterback. Last year, I thought he was going to be good with him. Unfortunately, he's not getting the catchable targets. He had 8 targets, but 5 of them were uncatchable. Or, you know, I didn't see any drops by Cooper, but he's struggling as well. For Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence is struggling as well. 14 for 30, 22 yards. But he did have 2 rushes for 45 yards, so that helped him in his fantasy numbers. Travis Etienne, 13 carries, 52 yards, 1 touchdown. In this backfield, we didn't have Tank Bigsby. I think he was inactive this past week. For receiving, Brian Thomas Jr., 2 catches, 94 yards, one of them being a 66-yarder. During pregame warm-up, Evan Engram did hurt his hamstring, so Brenton Strange got the start. He had 3 catches, 65 yards. Gabe Davis had 3 catches, 43 yards. And Travis Etienne, 3 catches, 6 yards. Once again, like all of NFL right now, there's a lot of teams struggling on the offensive side of ball. And it's getting worrisome because a lot of teams aren't throwing for nothing. A lot of your big playmakers are not scoring, especially, you know, we talked about it last week. Your second-round draft picks are not getting it done where we're drafting some of these players. You know, even the tight ends are struggling a lot. It's hard to see. This one is another big shocker. Las Vegas Raiders, 26. Baltimore Ravens, 23. Raiders took this one. Garner Minshew, 38. 276 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He struggled at first, it looked like, and then he knew what to do. And what he had to do is get Davante Adams the ball and Brock Bowers. That's the only reason they are going to win. We'll talk about rushing. Zamir White, 9 carries, 24 yards, and that's about it. Receiving, though, like I said, you had to get Davante Adams involved. 12 targets. He caught 9 for 110 and a touchdown. He had a huge week. Brock Bowers, 9 targets, 9 catches, 98 yards. Another huge week for him. He's going to be another top 5 finish for tight ends this week. You know, and last week we talked about tight ends. I think the highest point total was 14 in a PPR league. Brock Bowers right there is 18.8. So he already beat last week's top guy. I'm pretty sure he's going to keep on with these numbers. They're putting him in the slot. They're putting him outside. They're putting him all over and giving him different kind of usage. Jacoby Myers, 4 catches, 29 yards. Zamir White did add 3 catches for 14. Going to the Ravens, Lamar, his completion percentage was struggling. 21 for 34, 247 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He added 45 yards on the ground. Derrick Henry for the rushing, 84 yards, 1 touchdown. For receiving aspect, Zay Flowers, 7 catches, 91 yards, 1 touchdown. Mark Andrew is back, alive and kicking, 4 catches, 51 yards. Rashad Bateman, 3 catches, 40 yards. And Isaiah Likely, once again, like the rest of them, came back to earth this week. 2 catches, 26 yards. Los Angeles Rams lost big time, 10-41 against Arizona Cardinals. Stafford's going to have some problems coming up in the next few weeks. He was 19 for 27, 216 yards. That's it. That's his stat line. Not even in a rush or anything. Kyren Williams, again, I don't think he's the answer. I don't think he's the greatest either. 12 rushes, 25 yards, 1 touchdown. The touchdown is what's going to save him. You know, Blake Corum didn't have success either when he came in at the end. 8 carries for 28 yards. These next few guys are going to be coming up huge. For the receiving aspect, DeMarcus Robinson is a must-get right now. 2 catches, 50 yards. Yeah, it wasn't a lot of catches, but in the future, it's going to have to be higher because Cooper Kupp is now probably going to be heading to the IR. He did injure his ankle. He was seen in a walking boot after the game. There's still reports on him going to the IR, and he's definitely going to be missing some games, it sounds like. Tutu Atwell, 3 catches, 46 yards, 48 yards. Cooper Kupp, he had 6 targets still, 4 catches, 37 yards. Kyren Williams is going to help with hopefully the checkdowns in that aspect. 4 catches, 27 yards. Tyler Johnson, 2 catches, 20 yards. And Kobe Parkinson, one catch, 12 yards. With your top two receivers out, you're looking at DeMarcus Robinson, Tutu Atwell, and either Tyler Johnson or Jordan Whittington. One of those two guys are going to be your guy go-tos. Right now, my top target and waivers are going to be DeMarcus Robinson. He's the one that had a really good week last week, this week. Last year, he was great at the end of the season. He's a must-add to me. Kyler Murray, 17 for 21, 3 touchdowns, perfect quarterback rating, 266 yards. James Conner, 21 rushes, 122 yards, 1 touchdown. Kyler also added 59 yards rushing. This is, once again, like I said, rushing yards for a quarterback is going to be huge. His game plan must have been giving the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr., 4 catches, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had 8 targets this game. So Murray's only 4 incompletions was actually to Harrison Jr., which a lot of them was around the goal line trying to do a back shoulder fade. Trey McBride, 6 catches, 67 yards. Michael Wilson, 2 catches, 31 yards. Kyler is going to start putting up points if he could keep on throwing it to, you know, Trey McBride and Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr. was getting open all the time during this game, and the run game for them is opening up a lot for the pass game. The next game, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 2-0 starting the season. They won 13-6 against Denver Broncos. Justin Fields, he was 13 for 20, 117 yards, 1 touchdown, 27 yards rushing. I thought he would get a lot more. But Najee Harris, 69 yards rushing. Jalen Warren, he came back. He must be feeling good from the hamstring injury. 42 yards rushing for the receiving aspect. Pat Freiermuth, 4 catches, 39 yards. George Pickens, 2 catches, 29 yards. Jalen Warren, 2 catches, 19 yards. Those are your top guys for his receiving. And again, you look at receiving, it's hard to get a lot of numbers when you only have 117 yards passing. Bo Nix is struggling finding the right reads. He threw an interception in the end zone, and I think another one towards the end of the game to end his drives. 20 for 35, 246 yards, 2 interceptions. He had 25 yards on the ground. He's once again killed the team just by throwing, you know, the mistakes of the interceptions toward the end. Javonte Williams, this is his backfield, 11 rushes, but only 17 yards. Everyone else struggled or didn't really rush for anything besides 3 times. Javonte Williams struggled in the rushing game. He did add 5 catches for 48 yards in this game. Another guy that I would strongly consider is Josh Reynolds for the receiving. 4 catches, 93 yards. Lil Jordan Humphrey, 4 catches, 50 yards. Cortland Sutton struggling this week. 1 catch for 26 yards. Greg Dulch, he had 8 targets, 3 catches for 16 yards. He dropped a bunch from when I was watching. I seen probably 2-3 drops just by him. You got to help out your rookie quarterback by catching the ball. If you can't catch the ball for your rookie quarterback, you're not going to help him at all succeed in the NFL. Next game, Cincinnati Bengals take on the defending champs, Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs win this game 26-25. Joe Cool Burrow, he had 23 for 36, 258 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a fumble loss early in the game, I do believe. He He came in with the game plan to throw to tight ends, I believe, with Ja'Marr Chase getting taken, double team the whole game. Zach Moss, 12 carries, 34 yards. And Chase Brown had 4 carries, 31 yards. They couldn't get anything really going on the defensive or on the offensive side of rushing. For the receiving, Mike Gesicki, 7 catches, 91 yards. Jermaine Burton had 1 catch, 47 yards. Ja'Marr Chase, once again, like I said, he's getting double teamed, so it was very hard. 4 catches, 35 yards. He killed the team with an argument of unsportsmanlike conduct toward the end of the game, which was very, very costly for the team. Going for the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, 18 for 25, 151, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. 29 yards rushing he had as well. Isaiah Pacheco, he is out, but he did perform in this game. 19 carries, 90 yards. He had 5 catches, 21 yards. For this game, Pacheco did go out and break his fibula, so he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. So the next man up was Carson Steele. 7 carries, 24 yards, but he did lose a fumble. We'll see what happens with that running back issues. We'll talk more about that later in the show. Receiving, Rashee Rice, 5 catches, 75 yards, 1 touchdown, Justin Watson, 2 catches, 22 yards. Xavier Worthy, 2 catches, 17 yards. Travis Kelce, dud again, 1 catch, 5 yards. He's struggling. I thought he was going to have a bigger game this week just because he always has a big game against Cincinnati Bengals, and this week was not it at all. Sunday Night Football. Chicago Bears versus Houston Texans. Again, growing pains with rookies or younger quarterbacks. That's what the Bears have right now with Caleb Williams. They lost 13-19. Texans are now 2-0 on the season. Caleb Williams did have over 100 yards passing this week. He was 23 for 37, 174, no touchdowns, 1 or 2 interceptions. He did add 44 yards rushing. In the first half, he looked really, really good. Second half, I don't know what happened, but he just made a lot of errors and reads and was getting blitzed. Had no time. Bunch of sacks against him. DeAndre Swift, once again, cannot run the ball with this offensive line. 12 rushes, 18 yards. This offensive line has to get figured out if you're going to protect Caleb Williams and if you're going to try to run the ball. This week, besides Caleb Williams, you add up all the running backs' yards, you're less than 30 yards rushing on 17 attempts. You're not going to get it done. Receiving, DJ Moore, 6 catches, 53 yards on 10 targets. Roma Dunze did play in this game. He had 2 catches, 33 yards. DeAndre Swift had 4 catches, 24 yards. And Cole Kmet had 4 catches, 27 yards. If you didn't hear Keenan Allen, his name was not called because he was inactive this week. Hopefully he'll be back next week, because I think Caleb Williams would really enjoy having a safety blanket around. CJ Stroud, 23 for 36, 260 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. He was very consistent. Once again, this is his numbers. This is how it's going to be. He might have 2 touchdowns, not a lot of touchdowns. He's not going to have your rushing yards, but this is what you're going to expect every game from him. Cam Akers, 7 rushes, 32 yards. Joe Mixon, 9 carries, 25 yards. And if you heard already, Joe Mixon has a bad ankle. He got rolled up on one of the hip tackles that they're trying to avoid in the NFL. Unfortunately, he did leave the game. The severity is unknown, but his coach said it does not look good. He's supposed to get MRIs on Monday, so we'll see what the report is. Nico Collins, once again, 8 catches, 135 yards, 1 touchdown. This is their go-to target. He led the team in 10 targets. He's a go-to guy to get. Stephon Diggs, 4 catches, 37 yards. Joe Mixon, before he left, 3 catches, 25 yards. Dalton Schultz, 2 catches, 21 yards. And Tank Dell only had 1 catch, negative 3 yards. That is all for the Sunday games.
Finally, on Monday Night Football, we had Atlanta Falcons barely holding on, 22-21 against the Philadelphia Eagles. It came down right to the wire. Don't know why Eagles didn't run the ball on third and short at the end of the game. We saved them 40 seconds. Unfortunately, they decided to pass, which Barkley was wide open, and he dropped the ball. Kirk Cousins in this game, 20 for 29, 241 yards, 2 touchdowns. Looked like the old Kirk Cousins from before when he played in Minnesota. Bijan Robinson, 14 carries, 97 yards. He had a whole bunch in the first half. They kind of went away from him in the second half. Tyler Allgeier, 9 catches, 53 yards. Darnell Mooney for catching, 3 catches, 88 yards, 1 touchdown. Drake London, 6 catches, 54 yards, and he had the game-winning touchdown. Ray-Ray McCloud, 3 catches, 42 yards. Bijan, 4 catches, 25 yards. And Kyle Pitts, 3 catches, 20 yards, dud. For the Eagles, Jalen Hurts was pretty decent because, once again, running quarterbacks are the way to go now. In the passing, 23 for 30, 183, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. The interception came on the last heave at the end of the game. He had 13 rushes, 85 yards and 1 touchdown. Saquon Barkley had 22 rushes, 95 yards. In the receiving, Devontae Smith, 7 catches, 76 yards, 1 touchdown. Great play, especially with A.J. Brown out. Dallas Goedert, 3 catches, 38 yards. Barkley also added 4 catches, 21 yards. There you guys have it for the week 2 recap. As for now, the injuries, Brown's Pierre Strong injured his hamstring. He's questionable for week 3. Amon-Ra St. Brown, lower body injury. He's questionable for week 3. Packers, Marshawn Lloyd, ankle, questionable for week 3. Jacksonville Jaguars, Tank Bigsby, shoulder, questionable for week 3. Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco, ankle. He did break his fibula now. Is being reported. He's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, so he'll be heading to the IR. Before this weekend's game, Marquise Hollywood Brown got report that he is having surgery and he is out for the season. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert, lower body injury. He is questionable for week 3. Rams Cooper Kupp, it looks like he's going to be missing some time. His ankle, he got seen walking with a walking boot. He's projected to be maybe on IR, they're saying. So you have Kupp and Puka now missing time with being probably the IR. Dolphins, Tua, concussion. I'd say he's out indefinitely until further evaluation. They're saying he's not supposed to go on the IR, but I would just let the medical team determine that. Jeff Wilson, oblique, questionable for week 3. Vikings, Justin Jefferson, quad, questionable for week 3. Titans, running back, Tajay Spears, questionable with an ankle injury for week 3. 49ers, Deebo Samuel, calf. He's set to miss a couple of weeks right now. So these are a whole bunch of injuries. Even like through the week 2, all these guys are great fantasy and great NFL players. Let me just read, highlight names through 2 weeks. Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, Amon-Ra St. Brown, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Devon Achane, Isaiah Pacheco, Jake Ferguson, Jalen Warren, Jordan Love, Rome Odunze, Jordan Addison, DeAndre Hopkins, Christian Watson, Marquise Hollywood-Brown, Josh Jacobs, Deebo Samuel, Cooper Kupp, Rashad White, Jalen Warren, or Waddle, Cooper Kupp, Joe Mixon, Ken Walker, T. Higgins, George Pickens, Jaden Reed, Evan Ingram, Rashad Mostert, and Keenan Allen. Like, these are big-time players. A lot of them, if we're actually doing dynasty or fantasy redrafts, I'd say there's probably six of them in the first two rounds of a normal draft, if not more. You know, injuries are really costing a lot this year. It just seems like there's so many coming out. So that leaves us to waiver wires of who to pick up. For the quarterbacks, targets I have is still Derek Carr. He put up back-to-back 20-plus point weeks. He was 11 for 16, 243, two touchdowns, one interception, but also had one rushing touchdown. He's 20% rostered. Sam Darnold, he looks like he's going to be decent in this offense. 20 points versus San Fran, 268, two touchdowns, one interception, added 32 on the ground. He's 19% rostered. Geno Smith is the last one for quarterbacks I would target. 20 points against Patriots this past weekend. 327 yards, one touchdown. He's rostered in 29%. Running back targets I would be targeting, Carson Steele or Samaje Perine would be the top two, just because Carson Steele right now is going to be the next man up for rushing. I think Samaje Perine, being the veteran, he's going to be your receiving back. Those are the top two for, you know, Kansas City, especially. Bucky Irving, he replaced Rashad White when he was out of the game. He had seven rushes, 22 yards. He's rostered in 42%. Ty Chandler, 10 rushes, 82 yards, 41% rostered. That's another one, especially if they're trying to keep, you know, Aaron Jones healthy for the long haul. It is a long season, and last year we seen that with the Packers, with Aaron Jones missing quite a bit of time. Some honorable mentions, Cam Akers with Joe Mixon probably missing time with the ankle. He, you know, they asked the coach, and they said that it doesn't look good. He's rostered in 2%. He had seven rushes, 32 yards, one target, 3 yards this past weekend. Also, Braylon Allen, I mean, it's a perfect handcuff, especially if something happened to Breece Hall. He did play 35% of the offense plays, and he got 19.6 points. He's going to be a big factor, if, especially if Hall misses time. Another one, just in case, is Kareem Hunt. He's doing a visit today at Kansas City. There's no guarantees if he's going to make it or get signed by him, but he's familiar with Kansas City because he was a rookie and he got drafted by him, or he played for him his first couple of years in this league. That'd be one to actually watch as well. And he's probably the best free agent running back currently. So my receiver targets, once again, DeMarcus Robinson, 56% own. With Puka and Cooper Kupp missing games, he's the next man up, and he's going to get a whole bunch of target volumes. I mean, look at week one, Cooper Kupp, 21 targets this past week. He got, I think, 7 before he got hurt. Rashid Shaheed, 20 points again, 4 catches, 96 yards, and another touchdown. He's rostered in 57%. He's been making a lot of plays. He's always getting open. He's very fast in the passing game. Another one is Alec Pierce. He had 24 points in week one, 17 points against Green Bay. He's getting targets, 7 targets, 5 catches, 56 yards, and I think he scored a touchdown too. He's rostered in 24%. Some other guys is Juwan Jennings. He's owned in 6%. With Debo now missing time with a calf injury, he's going to be wide receiver 2 behind Brandon Ayuk. Another one is Jalen Naylor. He played 93% of snaps this past season or this past week. Rostered in 4%. He had 3 catches, 54 yards, and touchdown. Jalen Tolbert is another one. 6% rostered. Played 86% in week 2. 9 targets. He caught 6 of them for 82 and a touchdown. Those are some of the wide receivers to be targeting. Tight ends. My number one is still going to be Jonnu Smith. Rostered in 9%. He had 7 targets, 6 catches, 53 yards. With now 2 of them probably missing time. Skylar Thompson and or newly signee Tyler Huntley checks down a lot. And we looked at that game, and toward the end of the game, Smith got a whole bunch of targets. And with, you know, not probably going to be throwing to Tyreek Hill or Waddle deep down the field because Skylar Thompson's subpar quarterback in the NFL, he's just not going to get done unless if they get some other quarterback in there. Hunter Henry, 22% rostered. Both games, he's averaging 84% offensive snaps. Week 2, he got 12 targets, 8 catches, 109. Tucker Kraft is another one who's going to be getting or benefiting with Jordan Love out. He's going to get the dink and dunk passes. Toward the end of the game of the Packer game, Malik Willis kept on throwing and checking down to Tucker Kraft in the tight ends, but Tucker Kraft played 80% of the snaps, whereas Luke Musgrave only played, I think, like 35% of the snaps. Some honorable mentions, just in case if Evan Ingram's out for a long period of time with his hamstring, Brenton Strange, he caught 3 passes, 65 yards, so he should be filling in that role if Evan Ingram's missing time. Zach Ertz is 10% owned, playing almost 70% of the game on offense. 4 targets both weeks. This past week, he caught 4 catches for 62 yards. Mike Gesicki is another one, 10% rostered, 9 targets, catching 7 of them for 91 yards. The only question I have is week 1, he played 35% of snaps, and week 2, he played 47% of snaps. Maybe they're just increasing his work volume, but that's something to be questioning. And then also, if Jake Ferguson is out again, Luke Schoonmaker is another good player to keep a tab on if you're streaming a tight end this week. 6 for 43. I mean, that's great numbers for a tight end right now. Those are like the waiver targets I'm going to be adding. Looking to add as well. You know, there's a whole bunch of injuries, so there's going to be a lot of waiver attempts and everything like that. That'll be interesting to see coming Wednesday morning. That's it for today's episode. Again, thank you so much for supporting this podcast and episode. Be sure to like, follow, subscribe, share our posts, you know, tell your family, friends, and I look forward to seeing you guys later. Peace.